News that the Berkshire District Attorney will attempt to hold his seat in November's general election after losing the Democratic primary raises a host of new questions. 2 weeks after the conclusion of one of the hardest-fought races in county history, D.A. Paul Coccaviello, who lost by around 700 votes to self-described progressive attorney Andrea Harrington, made it clear that he wasn't finished.
I have to answer the call that I'm hearing from so many people throughout Berkshire County to stay in this race for district attorney.
It will take the form of a write-in campaign, with less than 2 months until the November 6th election. Coccaviello's bid is complicated by a number of factors, though spelling his 11-letter name and address correctly will not be one of them. The Massachusetts Secretary of State's website says the requirement for a write-in vote is that it can, quote, reasonably be determined to reflect the candidate. Other concerns loom larger. For one, convincing voters to perform the extra step of actually writing in a name.
Historically, write-in campaigns are not easy. This is why we oftentimes point to party ID as kind of being a key thing that voters vote on. It's much easier for a voter to say, oh, I'm a Republican, so I'm going to vote for the person with an R next to name. I'm a Democrat, I'm going to vote for that person.
That's Samantha Petty, assistant professor of political science at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in North Adams. She says the next encumbrance is the fact that the campaign will call on voters to re-engage with a campaign that effectively ended once already.
Political scientists talk about voter fatigue all the time, that we have way too many elections in the United States, and this is why we have low turnout in the United States.
The November election is a midterm election, without the draw of a presidential contest, and it follows an exhausting primary that saw higher than average voter turnout in the Berkshires. But Petty says Coccaviello's second attempt raises questions about democracy itself.
A lot of people see the primary system as this is giving the opportunities for the voters to pick who they want in the ballot. So some people see it as kind of going against what the voters want.
Still, the lack of a Republican opponent to Harrington in the general means there is a chance for Coccaviello to represent a different voting populace.
Republicans and maybe unenrolled who didn't vote in the Democratic primary have the opportunity to theoretically vote for Paul now instead of Andrea.
Coccaviello has described himself as a, quote, independent political thinker, and was an unenrolled voter until registering as a Democrat in February, a month before his former boss, D.A. David Capelist, resigned the office after ensuring Coccaviello's appointment with the office of Republican Governor Charlie Baker. Then there's the question of the almost 5,200 voters who supported the third candidate, another self-described progressive, Judith Knight. In an article published by The Intercept Thursday, the attorney affirmed her stance against Harrington and appeared to contradict a pledge she made to WAMC during the campaign about refusing to take a position under a Coccaviello DA office. WAMC reached Knight for clarification Thursday.
So when I said in August, when Andrea made asked me to make some pledge about not being in that office, no interest in being in the office in its current form at all, the way it does things.
However, Knight says her ultimate goal is to see progressive change come to the office, in one form or another. She says while no offer from Coccaviello exists, she isn't ruling anything out at this point.
For me, I want those changes to happen in Berkshire County. We need to be updated here. I'm passionate about those. If that were come to be and that was the direction the office was going in, yes, maybe.
One thing hasn't changed. Knight hasn't warmed to Harrington since the combative primary and maintains her fellow progressive isn't capable of handling the role.
She doesn't have the experience, so that's my issue with her. That's it. That's nothing more, nothing less than that. But we have 5 murder trials on the January trial list. That would be when the new DA gets sworn in, whether it's Paul or Andrea. So those are 5 families that lost a loved one.
For her part, Harrington released a statement saying that she is, quote, incredibly proud to be the Democratic nominee for Berkshire County District Attorney, and that the vote represents, quote, Berkshire County residents wanting a new direction in the justice system. She added, quote, voters put their trust in her vision and experience, and she looks forward to fighting each and every day to make our region a safer and healthier place to live. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.